systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Wednesday, February 16th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And welcome to the Wednesday show, episode 460.
Jesus,
of
man.
The Jam Hole.
Just moving
Thank
right
you.
Along. Fucking A.
406-204-4687. If you don't have that number memorized, you're either a new listener or you're not really listening. Did you hear me?
Brayden didn't even have that number memorized until, like, his last week on
Brayden
the show.
Heard me. He never listened to me. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
You can watch us live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Jamhole TV at thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually. 3 days a week.
Fucking A.
Being able to miss a show and not blow a whole week. I love that.
I know.
We still got two more shows this week. And, yeah, welcome. Help us pay some bills. If you enjoy the show, thejamhole.com/donate. We fund all of this out of our own time and money. So
if we make you laugh, send us a dollar.
Hey, whatever you cool. think 460 shows or however many you listen to are each worth, whatever. Just help it out.
Fuck yeah. It's tax time.
I'd like
Fuck,
to say,
man, you know?
I mean, starting out, huge shout out to the little tiny fluorescent shrimp at the bottom of the ocean that apparently listen to podcasts. So
I'm confused.
I think two listeners might catch that.
I'm confused.
Shout out
about?
To the fluorescent shrimp with their little tiny headphones and iPods. They apparently listen to Nice Man and now us, so I thought that was cool.
Fluorescent shrimp.
Fluorescent shrimp.
I don't understand.
You should listen to Nice Man more.
I'm sorry, I don't have time.
Shout out to the shrimp. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So it is almost time for people to stop being broke for a month. For
yeah.
that one glorious
Not
month.
Not even a month.
Where everyone has steak dinners once and then is fucking broke because they
are you taking me
hey,
out?
Hey, I know I owe you money. I'm waiting on my taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like
yeah.
the most popular turn of phrase the last... like?
Yeah, I think I have
it starts
a few
February.
Of those excuses.
It starts
in my...
February 1st and ends April 15th.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I know I owe
no,
you
I'll
money.
No, I'll get that to you. Just I gotta wait
no,
on my taxes.
Hey, I'm just waiting on my taxes.
Yeah,
I'm actually just Fuck gonna you. Have I'm gonna have the government just send that to you. Is that okay? Because I know I owe you so much money.
So
as soon
yeah,
as I get my taxes,
you promise to pay. You promise to give
you
that
a,
person money.
I know,
and then
I know.
Now it's I don't have it because I'm waiting for my taxes. Then why'd you promise to pay me
I'm
in
a,
the first place?
I'm a piece of shit, but
you are.
I'm waiting on my taxes. Oh. Check this out. I'm gonna get my taxes soon. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have to do them, but as soon as I do my taxes and send them. I'll get you your money.
God, shut up, dude.
But, yeah, so, okay, it's episode 460. Not really yeah. a milestone, but we're getting up there. We're almost
oh,
500 episodes. At episode 500, we're going to make a couple changes here to the show, to the site, stuff like that. We'll kind of keep you posted on that as it happens. But I want to start something new. A lot of our listeners donate. I mean, not a lot.
But some
a
here
few.
And there.
Enough to make...
There's been some people that have made some pretty awesome contributions.
Enough to make almost $800 in the year of 2010. So,
woo!
I know, right?
High five.
Ask me why this isn't my day job. Because the pay is shit.
that's 2 weeks because, of pay, you know, for a normal job in
so,
one whole year.
$1,000 a year. I'll even round it up. I'll kick in $200 for this year, okay? $1,000. Let's talk about expenses. What's $136 times 12?
A lot.
Did we break our budget already?
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, how's that super fast dedicated server? You guys like that? Help me pay it. So what I want to start doing is, I don't know, if I think it would be cool to have a running list year to year. It'll reset on January 1st. We'll just do a regular year of everyone that donates. And we're going to make it into like a game. So we'll have a ranking system of whoever for that year, And we'll start it, you know, tonight. We're going to start right now and go till, you know, January 1st. Stop picking your eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, so if you want to be a jam hole financer, a financer of the show, if you will,
I would say
every donation, a sponsor, a jam hole sponsor.
Yeah, I mean.
But then what happens once we get sponsors? What are we going to call them then? Annoying ads that we get paid not enough for?
Or you could just say jam hole contributors.
I liked financer.
Financer?
Our financier.
Okay. Our financial backers.
Our financial, our angel investor.
Oh. Yeah, investors.
You have to donate more than, no, because that
means you get money back.
That specifies that I'm getting something back.
Yeah.
You're getting episodes of this show.
Well, there you go.
But no, so we're going to have the top 10 on a page. I don't know what I'll call it. We'll figure that out. But and at the end of the year, whoever donated the most is going to get super awesome jam hole stuff. Maybe tits of Danny's picks. Who knows? Maybe picks of Danny's tits. I don't know. But
maybe they'll get the all exclusive jam hole porn video.
I think, wouldn't that be fun? And then that way it makes it into kind of a game, and the people that donate get the recognition that they should get instead of just me being like, thanks to everyone that donated. Like, individual people. Here, who funds this show? Matt and Danny. Well, Matt, top contributor.
Hey, I've contributed quite a bit.
Burger says, can drugs count towards donations? If drugs and sex count, then Danny's on the list, and sure.
And I win. Done.
Well, the year ain't up yet.
I'm sorry,
whoever
I win.
Justin Fan 713-46426 says, hey me, sure, if you donated. I don't remember getting any donations from Justin Fan, but sure. So I think we would do that. Do you think, my only setback of this is that maybe some people that donate don't want people to know that they donated for one reason. So maybe if you don't, because this is going to be for donations of $10 or more. If you're just donating like $5 to get some sticker or whatever like that, I'm not going to put that on there. But a $10 donation or more, and that'll put you in the ranking there. Okay. Obviously, we're starting at zero because not really. I don't think we've gotten any donations except for the $10 I kicked in for this year or this month so far. So. We're so, good there. So, yeah, so that's that.
So, if I decided to donate $11 tonight, I would be on that list.
You would be at the top of that list.
Okay.
That
and
list
then
of
say,
one.
Say I'm the highest donator for the whole year. Next year on January 1st, I
would
win. Would
be contacted by us.
I would win this so-called prize, and we would be contacted by
us. Right.
To get your mailing info and shit.
And I'll put that all on the site. Maybe we'll just add that to the donate page at thejamhole.com/donate, because there's a whole page there with nothing on it but a PayPal button.
Well, maybe we should include the banner that's in the forums.
Also.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Maybe
so
mention something on Facebook, too.
Thejamhole.com/donate. You guys are getting your taxes. I know we have quite a few listeners. If you enjoy the show enough to where you want to help us monetarily, be a jam hole financial backer, a financer, if you will. Thejamhole.com/donate. Get your name on the page. Get mad props for giving us cash and help us keep this fucking thing going.
So I guess when we find out what we're going to give out for the prize, I guess we'll let y'all know. We'll try and put together
we'll
want to call the jam hole care package. So.
Red Fox says, what if you're the highest donator by the live show? Can we get a threesome going? Sure. Unless it's Red Fox, then no. If you're a chick, absolutely. Burger says, prize of Danny Picks? It would almost makes me want to get a job. Fucking A. But I know, I'm getting taxes back. You're all getting taxes back. If you haven't donated in a while, we definitely need help. I'm so fucking behind right now.
Yeah,
it kills me.
It would help a lot.
So. Shout out to the fluorescent shrimp, the bomb of the ocean.
Okay.
Shout out to anyone that donates to thejamhole.com/night.
Okay.
Friday, episode 461. That is our third year anniversary.
Wow.
We've been doing this. We started this show February 18th, 2008. 461 episodes later, 3 years in the game, killing it.
And
so,
I think that we actually got together, like, I asked you
thejamhole.com
to be my boyfriend.
Thejamhole.com/people. That's where you can find when we got together.
No, I mean when I actually asked you to be my boyfriend that day.
No idea.
That was the 20th.
Wow. I no idea.
I had to think about it for a little bit.
Throw that in your Google calendar and invite me to it.
So I'm just going to go ahead and call it and say that the 18th, that is our 3-year anniversary for the show, is just going to go ahead and be our anniversary for us. So that way we don't forget it.
So it'll be our 2-year anniversary then, right?
Yes.
Right.
I think. I don't know. You guys fucking...
Yeah, because we did the show for a year before you came along.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah. I've been with it for 2 years now. Jesus.
I just want to say, any Jam Hole live show besides the ones we do once a year here in Montana, which we will be doing again this year... the milestone shows, episode, you know, 420 was fun, my birthday shows, that stuff, our 3-year anniversary, that's probably going to be a live show you're going to want to catch. If you're local, we always invite the first 10 people to come to the studio. If mm-hmm. you're, if you enjoy the show, I know Kelly, if you want to come, we can roll Ed Bland down here. Anyone else that's local, get a hold of me, 406-848-1739. Just text me if you want to come over and hang out for our 3-year anniversary.
That would be cool.
It's going to be fun. It's awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm super, super glad to, you know, have been a part of this for that long and to have you guys, and it's good stuff. So thank
Fuck
you
yeah.
for listening and for donating and taking an hour out of your day to listen to us and interact with the show at the forums, on the Facebook group, and on Twitter. Like, it's constant interactivity between me, you, and the listeners all day.
I know, it's awesome.
Even though we're working, we're like,
we're still on
our
it.
Phones, like, what's up, listeners?
Hey.
What's up? So, yeah, that's that.
We share our lives with you.
Okay. Oh, I want to mention...
It's awesome.
I wanted to talk about this on Monday, but we took a day off, which we will talk about. Jeopardy is having this thing. I've heard it talked about on a few shows. They're having a computer made by IBM, a supercomputer named Watson.
Okay.
It is going to go up against the top Jeopardy winner, I forget his name, and some other Jeopardy badass.
Okay.
So these two humans,
going
these
up
nice
against
humans,
a supercomputer.
Are going up against a supercomputer.
That's going to be pretty cool.
And I've heard it, and some people are getting some stuff wrong. People are like, well, it's a computer. It can automatically just hit the buzzer by flipping an electrical signal. They took that into
Red
account,
Fox
guys.
Red Fox says it already happened.
Right, I'm sure,
I'm sure
it did.
See it,
that's why I wanted to talk about Monday. But I just wanted to mention, because they made an electrical arm, basically.
Cool.
So the computer has to send a signal to this thing, and that makes this mechanical arm hit the buzzer, all that. MDS says it's over, it's done, the computer won, end of story. I just
Thanks.
Wanted to mention that this could possibly be the start of Skynet, so I hope everyone was really super nice to Watson, aka Skynet, so, and I'm sure every late night talk show probably tried to make that joke, but no one makes that joke like I do. Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
All right, let's catch up on some stuff that happened before Tuesday, on Monday. Want to talk about this at work. We almost died in a explosion of sorts. So the forklift, we have a forklift.
Okay.
And I think there's a picture of me, like, pulling our friend Jesse in a sled over the gravel behind the forklift with
Wait,
a jam hole
sticker on it. You're actually allowed to drive a forklift?
Dude, I'm the fucking man. I can unload a full semi and a pup trailer in, like, half hour. Like, full. Like, pallets stacked two on top.
I don't think I'd trust you with a forklift.
What? Shit.
I don't know,
man. I'm, like, certified and shit. Dude, I've got mad hours on that.
You're, like,
I'm really
certified?
No, but cute. I've got enough hours to be. No, I'm really good at it. So, that's not the point. The point is that this fucking thing doesn't start in the morning when it's cold. And so
like
we jump
every
it.
Every old piece of shit?
Right. So, we jump it. Me and Chad are there. And we jump it like we do every morning.
Oh, God.
And we got hooked up to my truck, got hooked up to the battery in the forklift. The forklift is gas-powered, by the way, propane. So let's keep that
okay,
in mind here. We
right.
got the gas turned on, because it has to be on to start it. Go to hit the ignition, still kind of dead. All of a sudden, massive amounts of smoke is pouring
oh,
out
shit.
Of the forklift.
Not good.
Propane tank that powers the forklift sitting right there. Like, right
Lovely.
On.
Lovely.
Love that. Look inside, and there's a cable. So you have your positive, your negative. Coming off of the positive is a cable that goes to the alternator.
Uh-huh.
The cable completely fried. Like, there's plastic coating around it, disintegrated.
What the hell?
Metal, red hot. What happened? Whoa.
Why?
Turn the fucking propane off. I don't know. But it fucking fried it, dude. We were like, holy shit, dude. That pro.
Who connected the cables?
I did, and it was right.
Okay.
Because that's what he said, too, and I'm like, no. I know what the fuck positive and negative is, dude. I'm like, I know this. But it fucking, dude, we were both like, holy shit, dude.
Almost blew up.
Then we tried to, no, the cables weren't backwards, thank you, everyone. We tried to jump it without a battery in. We hooked up the jumper cables from my truck just straight up to the terminals. And it fucking started, but as soon as we took the cables off, it died right away. So we're like, fuck.
You gotta have a battery.
So we put the battery back in, took the cable that fried off, started right up, and we were good. So I don't know what the fuck. But it fucking, dude, we had like flames and there was like,
it was so fucked.
And then I'm out on stops, I'm delivering salt and shit, which I fucking hate. And it's really snowy and icy, right? And I park my truck and I go up, and right as I go to knock on the door, my truck is sliding down the hill. I'm like, Oh fuck.
Shit.
And I run like down this hill, grab the door, pop it open, jump inside, and kick it into drive and just fucking hit. Dude, I came like this close to the truck rolling right into a camper. That was parked.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm glad I'm glad I didn't knock and have someone come down and like
watch you do that.
I fucking freaked though, dude. I didn't know I could move that fast. I mean, I know I'm a ninja and all
that's pretty cool.
But dude, like I like jumped, opened the door, and was in the seat pulling the transmission into drive like all in one motion. It was so crazy.
Oh my God!
Stopped
dude.
It like oh man! I
bet
was like,
you were so freaked out. You like pooped your pants.
Like
and
I'm
stuff.
Stoned, and that was not my fault because I was stoned. Like it's slick out here, man. I had the e-brake. It was retarded.
Dude, I bet your heart was about to
almost,
jump out your throat.
Almost die in a forklift explosion, and then almost wreck my fucking whip into a fucking camper. It was an amazing day.
Dude, that's pretty great. Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. That's never happened to me. My car's never slid.
Terrible.
Even when I parked it on anything
terrible.
Like that, like all uphill or whatever, it's never slid back.
Burger
like
says,
that.
And you haven't been fired yet? No, because I actually haven't wrecked anything yet, thanks. Poetry Slam, Sunday, special Valentine's Day themed Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
Had some prizes. I filmed it. I kind of streamed it. Not really. I used my netbook just because I was thinking there were love poems. There were sex poems. People would be kind of, they would be more open if it wasn't streaming, which was stupid. Because I get there and Leanne, the chick that's the leader there, she's like, dude, it's all personal. It doesn't matter. I was like, all right, it is kind of, huh?
Yeah.
So got the netbook out and streamed it.
If they're going out there to read it in front of a bunch of people, they're not really trying to keep it private, so.
Then Berger says, as long as your boss doesn't know about all those close calls you have, well, as long as he doesn't listen to every episode, this show will be okay. what was I saying? Oh, right, Poetry Slam. So I got that all filmed. I'll start getting those videos rendered and uploaded soon. I went first to break the ice, as she put it.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd, mine. That is my crowd now. I don't even know why. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You'll have to watch the video, but like, you guys remember Ben? He was our first YouTube video, thegemhole.com/people, Ben. He helped host the show for a little bit when Braden first started working.
Uh-huh.
We made him, he was our period, and you guys decided that in order for him to come back on the Jam Hole, he would have to film a reaction to Two Girls, One Cup. We made that happen, and then we did the episode that night. So he was there. He walked in as I'm up on stage, just kind of like getting ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him. I'm like, hey, Ben. He's like, hey, Matt. And I'm like, everyone, turn around and say hi to Ben. And
they
dude,
all
I
turn
shit
around.
I shit you not. Everybody all at once.
Hi, Ben.
Like hive mind. Hey, Ben. I was like,
cool.
Whoa,
what
that
else
was
could
so,
I get you guys to do?
That was so awesome. When I say jam, you say hole. Jam hole. Oh, man. I'll have to do that next time. But it was so brilliant. And I have it in the video. You can just watch it, and they all do it at once. It was perfect.
That was pretty cool.
But so
cool.
I got up there and did my, I wrote, I started writing what, we went to breakfast Sunday?
Yes, I took you to breakfast.
And then we came back here and I started writing it?
No, you started writing it at breakfast.
At breakfast, at right. Buns. Okay, and then...
You came back here and finished it.
Right, okay.
And you wouldn't read it to me.
Right. So let's keep in mind my very first time ever reading it out loud
was on stage. Right.
So I got up, there's about 15 other people, I want to say, that got up. There was three prizes, one for the best love poem, one for the best anti-love poem, and one for the best sex poem, like steamy, like sex poem.
Sex.
I won best love poem.
I know.
Which is crazy because I don't know. Like, I don't know. And I didn't want to win because I'm affiliated with them now, and
right.
It felt weird. But, like, she came up, she's like,
everybody voted for
you. She's like, you won by a landslide. She's like, you should have won two, but we had to let someone else win the other categories. I was like, are you fucking serious? And I feel bad for that, too, for some weird reason.
Well, maybe
it's
because
weird.
You wrote the poem 2 hours before you had perform it, and you had 2 weeks to prepare.
I know, huh?
And you're 2 hours.
And it was new. It was new shit.
Yeah.
Quit picking your eye. It was new shit. I did not, like...
And the poem that you wrote in 2 hours was
one,
better
dude.
Than everyone else's shit that they've been working on for probably the 2 weeks.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
You know,
it's a cool feeling. I'm just not used to it. I'm like, really? Okay.
It was
can
good.
Can we have a recount?
I liked it. It was good. I liked the video a lot, too.
MDS
awesome.
Says anything would be better than that sappy love poem of Danny's last week. And Burger says, when everyone else is so shitty, it is easy to win. And I don't even think so. You guys have been watching the video. I don't know. I think some of those people are good. Some of them are new.
Yeah.
And they're really nervous and shit, but some of them are good. I like it. I don't go there just to read shit, you know. I go there to, like, listen and enjoy it. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was cool. One, a pair of love... What are those called?
Oh, socks?
Love socks?
Nah, okay.
They're toe socks.
MDS knows what I'm going to talk about. My black and pink Argyle socks I wore to the 250 episode.
Okay.
Thejamhole.com/250. You could check that out, see my socks. They're socks like those... But they have little candy hearts on them. Not real candy hearts.
Red Fox says, roses are red, violets are blue. On Danny's face, I want my splew. I would say poo, but okay, sure. So that's pretty awesome.
And I guess I'm sorry for my sappy love poem.
Hey, your poem was awesome, okay? Fuck them.
I wasn't trying to be funny or whatever. That was actually serious. And
that was beautiful. Thank you.
Whatever. Fuck everybody. I liked it.
Yeah. There you go.
So, we took the day off on Monday.
Took the day off Monday. Not by choice, I want to say. Oh, the show.
Yeah.
Took that off. Right. Tuesday, I missed work. Okay.
Right. So, let's go ahead and explain that.
If you listen to the show, you will know that we are... What's it called? Psychonauts?
What are you talking about?
Psychonauts. We are. Me and you. We experiment.
I played that game.
With drugs. Is that... there's a name for it, though.
Entrepreneur?
No. No. That's not exactly it.
Kind of.
I'm just going to stick with psychonaut. We're jam hole psychonauts.
Right.
Okay. Crackheads, Red Fox said no. We did not get cocaine burger. So, we try
as
to...
As much as I would have loved to have.
Thank you.
We
try to expand our minds as much as possible while still keeping a somewhat firm hold on reality. I feel like we do you public service when we try things and then report to you on them.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to just first of all say that I don't even know where I want to start. Fuck. Okay, let's say this. Adderall, worst come down ever. Okay,
for
can
you.
I say that? I'd never done this before, so I was like, all right, let's try something new, no problem. This drug is pretty interesting. I had a pretty wicked headache, but I think I did too much of it.
Yeah.
This drug had us from the best, most passionate, I mean, mind-blowing, sheet-ripping, my ass hurts probably as much as hers does, walking funny for both of us.
I can't move my neck to the left.
Can I coin the term sexathon? Has anyone?
Sure.
From just awesome to why am I crying?
Good note.
Why am I uncontrollably crying? I'm depressed and I'm crying. You're leaving. I'm sad. So,
dude, we had sex.
You
for
come over
4 hours.
You get here at about 10 o'clock ish. 9:30. You were kind of late, and you were like, "Happy Valentine's Day," and here we go. It's time to experiment. So we did that. And then we did some more. And then we did some more. And it was fun. It's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Then I got a fucking headache.
I'm gonna have to say I like cocaine much better.
I don't get headaches from cocaine.
Neither do I.
I don't get headaches from Ritalin either.
Me
but
either.
But this fucking, I don't know, dude.
Had a bad headache.
I had a headache at the base of my neck, and then it felt like a hand just palming the back of my head and just like squeezing. It hurt. I was tolerating it, but like seriously, it hurt.
Dude, okay. When we went to go to have sex.
Yeah.
I have sex-a-thon. Never, ever had this problem with you before.
Yeah.
But
hey, Matt, why is your penis so small?
You couldn't get it up.
You have to pull it out with your mouth.
And you were like, it's my head. My head hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad. I couldn't concentrate on getting a hard on. And all I could think about in the back of my head was, I wish I could get hard so some of this blood would go down there and relieve my headache. Holy shit.
It was weird, though.
I was like an old lawnmower where you have to pull the cord to get it started. You had to, like, reach in and pull the cord out with your mouth. But how long did it take? About 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
A little longer than that.
About half hour?
I was like, you know, baby, if you Burger got a headache, says, we don't have to have sex. You're like, no, I want to do
it. I wanted to fuck so bad.
Make it happen. I'll concentrate harder. My head is
I was like, just fucking make it happen. Look at me and tell me, Big Mama Danny don't mess with no little dicks. You want to get fucked, you better have a big dick real quick, Matt. I was like, I know, Big Mama Danny, I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
I want a big dick. I'm sorry. Oh my head hurts.
Dude, but yeah, that was, yeah, almost 4 hours
but
of straight
so, awesomeness. But once it got hard, it was on. It was so on. Okay, so also,
3.5 hours later, it was off.
Part of our public service announcement, I would like to tell you guys, if you're going to, I want you all to stretch before you have a 3-hour sexathon, okay? You have to stretch. We did not stretch, and I'll tell you what.
We're both so fucking sore.
I felt like the first day of work, dude. Like, I was fat and out of shape and lifting 80-pound bags of salt, dude. Fuck. I was so sore.
Dude, shoulders, my neck, and my hips, like, when I sit
my pussy
down,
and
when
my crack.
When my legs move up, you know, I can feel it in my hips, and it hurts. It's like, fuck. It's because when we're
fucking, you
my legs down flat.
It's because,
butterfly.
Here's part of our trip report, Adderall removes all inhibitions. Do you know what an inhibition is? Do Adderall and you won't. Inhibitions are the things that are like, they make people, like, say we were just fucking normally. I am perhaps a little inhibited to have you finger fuck my anus. Now, let's say you remove that inhibition, and now what? Now what are we doing?
I'm thinking
I want you.
Boho.
I was on the weirdest kick for some reason. I had it in my head
about the boho.
That I wanted you to have your finger in my ass while I came so
I
you could feel
all the time,
what
dude.
It felt like inside for some reason. It was so weird, dude. I was on the weirdest trip But we did, dude. 3.5 hours straight. No shit. You were to the point where you're like, let's take a break, come back and finish. And I was like, no, must finish now.
I finally got to the point where I was like, look, dude, I'm done.
So something happened. I forget what happened. Oh, I was going to come, right? And then I don't because I'm loving this.
You're like, I want to keep
literally
it going.
Best sex I think ever had. On ecstasy or not, that was fucking crazy. And so I'm holding it back, trying not to come. With this, you get to a point of no return where if you don't come before that point, you've lost it and you're not going to come. Because the first hour... Stop picking your eye, please. Thank you.
Shut up!
The first hour, I could have just blown my nuts all over your face. After that hour... That was it. It was awesome, but I was like, dude, I don't know.
And you were trying so
I wanted to
hard.
So bad.
You sat there and just waggled your dick for a while. You're like, please.
And do you know why now? Because the whole night, what was I doing?
What?
Trying to fuck. The whole rest of the night because
I know,
and that's all I could think about. It was fucking crazy.
I know, dude. Okay, this it didn't have the same effect on me, like, at all, except for the euphoria type
I did.
Shit. Yeah, that was great.
I think I did quite a bit more than you did.
I know, so. I did more than you did. You just...
I'm pretty sure when it all comes down to it, I did more than you did.
I just think it has a different effect on you
or
than
that,
me.
Sure.
Because I did not get the headache... I did get the whole ecstasy feeling that was awesome, but I had no problem sleeping. Okay. You, on the other hand, every 5 seconds fidgeting in the bed, trying to hump my leg, rubbing my tits and shit. I'm like, you know, I wanted
you,
to scream.
Listen.
I wanted to be like, could you please hold still for 20 minutes.
You fall asleep next to those tits and tell me you can't keep your fucking hands off them. Try it.
It was so annoying.
Whoever
dude.
Donates the most this year, that'll
every
be your prize.
Every time you touched me, it woke me up. Every time you rubbed me, it woke me up. I'm like, please, please, just fuck off for like half an hour. And you just,
it was
you just
terrible.
Couldn't. You couldn't. I
but
don't
it was
know.
So good at the same time. It was fucking weird.
So
check this out. After you left, you go to leave.
No,
this is...
check it out. No. You call in the next day.
Oh, right. Because we're
you didn't
I didn't
sleep.
Know that was going to keep me up like that. And I finally fell asleep at like 7 or something, 7:30. And so, yeah, I call it, and I know Wednesday, I hate calling in, and I rarely do it. You guys know that. I rarely fucking do it. Maybe 3 times in 3 years I've called off.
Something like that.
And it's usually like I shouldn't be driving right now because I'm so tired. Like either I'm up all night shitting because I ate too much ice cream or whatever. So, and I know today, Wednesday... I didn't have a route, so I'm like, hey, I'll do my route Wednesday. I was up all night. I feel terrible. I shouldn't be driving, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend the majority of the day together, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's been
I didn't
a long time
until 7 o'clock.
And that's what I wanted to mention. And if you read the show notes, you'll catch that. But I know a lot of you guys don't, that we, whenever, since she moved out, whenever we see each other, we're doing a show. You come over Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we do a show. So it was nice that it was Valentine's Day. And, you know, we're not about stupid holidays. And, like, I didn't get you a card or anything, and you did. But for the most part, we're not sappy like that.
Right.
We'll do shows on Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it had been a good couple months since we got to spend, like, time together and not have to do a show and then post the show and all that shit. So I was like, you know,
we had a whole
it's
day.
Valentine's Day. Fuck it. Let's do that. And then I... honestly, I did not intend on being up all night and not being able to go to work. It was payday. I fucking missed payday. It fucking fucked, dude. So it was nice
day,
though, because I just laid around and tried to sleep while you were, you know, petting me and all that, and it was nice.
So then, what did we do? We made
then
up.
Then we did it, and
so we had 4 hours of sex Monday night. And then we had like another hour and a half of sex the next day.
And then
you came.
I did.
Like a motherfucker.
I did.
Yeah.
So then we're just kind of laying here. We get some Anna's. Chris brought Anna's out to the house now because we got a bypass that goes from Anna's to my fucking front door.
I know, right?
Which is so awesome.
So cool.
If you're
he
local.
He got pulled over on the way here.
He did.
I know.
He drives like
a
retard.
He walks in and he's like, here, you want this?
And
it's
take
a fucking
it for
no seatbelt ticket.
And out of everything, if you get a no seatbelt ticket, I'm sorry, but you're an idiot.
Right.
You have more than enough time while you, and I know because I do this. I never.
So do I.
I do not wear my seatbelt. Not because I'm in and out of the truck all day, but because it's fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I've been in car crashes where I've not worn my seatbelt, and it has saved my life. I'm sure you can come up with something against that, whatever. I know for a fact. So I don't wear it. So every time I get pulled over, which lately I haven't been, knock on some wood, mm-hmm. but when I do, I'll take my time pulling over as I'm putting my seatbelt on.
Right.
Because I don't agree with the law, I'm not going to pay $20 for not wearing it. That's right. For damn sure. So I don't get why people don't do that.
Well,
but
he said that it was one of the ones that's on the door and it was stuck or something.
Oh,
and he
yeah,
get
it was the kind that automatic. Right,
right. Right.
Well, then it
those
should be
stupid.
On anyway. But he is a big guy, so maybe it is uncomfortable yeah. for him. I okay, so anyway, annasnewyork.com. If you're local, you can check out the site. I made that for them, and it's awesome food. Love it. So he comes up, we get food, we eat, we watch part of a movie. It's starting to get kind of late. It's like 7:30. You gotta go.
It was so nice. I was laying here and you were laying here and I'm just like rubbing your belly and like, it was just so nice, dude. I even gave you a massage and you're totally loving it and it was so nice and yeah, that was a really awesome day and next day.
So like, then you start to leave and instantly, like I just feel, and I had felt really shitty and just tired. Mm-hmm. And out of it, I felt like a zombie, really.
And I was completely back to normal by this point. Like,
right.
I was totally cool.
I was just way dope hungover, and it was no good. So she goes to leave, and all of a sudden, I feel this just, like, dark depression come on. And I'm like, you faggot, you're going to start crying. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. And all of a sudden, I fight it back as long as I could. And I just
I look
tears,
at
and I'm
you
like,
and
if she's going to see this and she's going to feel bad about leaving, and I'm like, I'm not,
I
mean,
did.
I'm bummed that you're leaving, but that's not why I'm crying. Like, I'm so imbalanced in my brain right now. So, Adderall, awesome sex, worst come down ever. You leave, I'm kind of in tears, just laying on the couch, zombified.
I was like,
I start looking on ILT.
I was so
and
sad.
I see,
I'm like, oh, he's crying. I'm like, I don't want to leave him
see,
while he's crying.
ILT is invite only now, and I have one invite. Maybe
and,
somebody wants that. Maybe let me know.
Just for the record, just I did saying. Not have a horrible come down. It's
I did.
Totally fine.
Don't
for
do
me.
It's because I did
I
too
went
much.
To sleep.
Don't do
I woke up,
a bunch.
I was cool. I mean, I didn't get. I mean, I did have a hard time sleeping, but not that hard.
Don't do the wash. That's the problem. So, and no, IP Torrents is not. It's probably all the same shit. I enjoy the ILT community, but they locked it down. Now it's invite only. I have an invite, so
cool.
So I'm looking for stuff to watch legally, mm-hmm. and I come across some new porn that I haven't seen yet. I'm like, I need some new porn. I'm sick of these ladies. So I go to delete something. And I turn it on to see if it's one I want to delete, because it's all named scene shit, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm like fucking horny. I went from awesome
crying
sex
your eyes
to
out.
Crying and depressed to crying and super... No, I'm done crying by this point. I'm still sad, but...
Jerk off with your tears.
Super, dude, I jerked off, right?
Uh-huh.
Jerked off again.
What?
My new porn finished. Figuring I'm done jerking off. I'm just going to watch this for a minute. Start jerking off again. Boom. The trifecta.
You came four times in that day.
Should I take victory lap now?
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
I'm the tiger when I'm jerking off.
Oh, my God.
I got the eye of the tiger when I'm jerking off.
Four okay. times in that day.
And you know what? I'm still so fucking... I don't know what that shit did, but I was in you like a whole nother level. Like, not just in you, but I was like, I was you, dude. We connected. Dude, don't laugh at me. We connected. I don't know if this was a serial two-way connection here or whatever.
Yeah.
But dude, I connected with you on a level. I don't think I've ever connected with any girl like in ever.
It was definitely
the only thing
else.
I can equate it to is when you're shrooming and you're fucking and you just get in that person's mind. I've done that like once. and that was pretty fucking cool. But dude, this was like, holy shit. And now, like, I'm still like, I'm looking at you right now, I'm like, God, I want to just rub my cock all over those tits so bad. Can I play some music and
No.
Huh.
It is kind of cool though. Like, yeah.
Do you feel
I can
that?
Tell
did you
it
like
changed us? Like,
it, dude,
I'm serious. It did though.
I'm like baby, please move in
happier.
And shit. I miss. Like, what the fuck?
We are. We're happier together, and our relationship is just more. It seems.
Burger says meth makes you guys really horny. That is why meth is so popular in gay communities.
Hmm. It just feels like everything is just more.
Yeah.
No.
I think we've leveled up here.
Have we?
And I think we're starting to level. 4-1. Here we go.
Fucking A, man.
The 3 series was all right.
I mean, I've never...
was kind of rocky.
I've never connected with somebody.
Was that maybe
like
the
that.
Best sex you've ever had in your life?
Probably.
Crazy.
Probably.
Thank you, Adderall.
I've never... Yeah.
I'm saying like
I love you
headache.
More than anything and everyone that I've ever loved.
Red Fox says, and we brought this up. We talked about this. Red Fox says our relationship is amazing when on drugs.
No, but we're not on drugs now.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Totally like we
that
still
was
have that feeling.
A
like,
couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Like just that experience like
well,
I guess
yesterday,
it
the
broadened
day before.
Our you know.
I don't know.
Expanded
I just,
our minds.
I saw something in you when I was in you and I was just like dude, this is it. This is so awesome. Like, it was that level where you're just like, fuck, I don't want this to end.
It's a complete state of euphoria yeah. with your love of your life.
We'll see on the Friday show, but Burger says, don't worry, you'll crash in a few days, and you two will be yelling again. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we'll, you know,
we'll
be yelling again.
We'll have our squalls, but I don't know.
I crashed. I fucking crashed and burned, dude, yesterday.
Cried.
Fuck, dude. And then I fucking almost ripped my dick off.
I'm texting you. Is that why you didn't text me back? You're ripping your dick off?
No, I was probably laying there. I don't know. It was weird.
I was so worried. I was like, is he going to kill himself when I leave? I'm like,
yeah, right.
Fuck, man.
So.
But yeah.
Interesting experience.
Totally.
I've never
connected.
Done it before. And I liked it. I could do without the headache, but honestly... It had some legs to it, and I think
yeah.
I did too much of it.
Definitely.
You do your first, and then you can do your second if you do that, and if you want to, and I would suggest not going for the second. Just eat it or throw it away.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that was terrible.
And but, snorting
yeah.
it.
We're back, and
it's all sugar. It's all sugar. It's nasty.
Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to snort, I guess. Like, it's... fine powder and it goes down really good, but it just it's all sugar, tastes like sugar, lots of sugar.
We're gonna get a nasty email from Dope Fiend being like, oi blokes, you guys ain't on my territory. I know you're the drug podcast, but hey,
yeah
we do what we do, so
sorry, we have to talk about things when we do it.
Totally under control though. I think the headache was enough to make me not want to do that for quite a while.
Yeah,
like I'd
like,
never
I
done
don't
it before.
I really want to do that.
I wanted to do it and we did it and then we did it and then we did it and then
again.
Fuck.
Yeah, so, I don't really want to do that again.
Interesting experience though. I'm glad I did it and another check off the list of drugs I have to try
if
before
we
I
ever
die.
Do it again. It has to be we have to have a couple days off.
Of recovery time.
Off.
It was like an MDHP. What it I felt
yeah.
like what you guys look like when you were doing the MDHP come down for the Jam Hole New Year's Eve show. 2010, check that out.
Wait,
jamhole.com.
You think that... Dude, it took me 5 days to come down off of that.
Yeah, I feel fine now. I felt kind of... I was really... Okay, what really hurt this morning, it felt like the first day of snowboarding after a whole season and not. Like,
yeah.
literally, dude... I was walking funny. I texted her. I was like, after sex, am I supposed to be walking funny? Because
right,
fuck,
know.
Dude.
I know.
And not because the finger in the ass. Like, my
legs
are sore because we
I
were,
know.
Like, up and down. Oh, my
God. And all over the place.
Dude.
We were all over
the
place.
Sheet,
the
vagina
ripped.
Sheet is, like, this big now. It's terrible.
I know. It's so good.
Well worth it, though.
We had mind-blowing
hey, high five.
Sex.
Good
high
times.
Fives.
Good times. Glad I could share them with you.
You loved me so,
so
hard.
What did we learn? Have days that you can chill if you're doing Adderall. Make sure you're with someone you can fuck the shit out of.
Mm-hmm.
And stretch first.
And I would
can we
suggest,
do a little calisthenics?
I would suggest
stretch.
That you're having sex with someone
that can
you
handle
really
it.
Love. Because I think if you just have like a one night stand thing and you're going to connect with this person on like a totally different level, and then like,
yeah, someone's going to have
gonna be weird.
Hurt feelings.
Right. It's going to be weird. So
absolutely.
I am totally glad that I got that experience with you. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good time. So got in a little intervention, My Strange Addiction. We'll talk about that before we get into some news. Got a jam hole update for you. RoboCop may be coming to Detroit after all. Holla.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, what were we going to do first? Oh, intervention. Let's talk about that first. We have Jenna, the heroin addict. Guess why she's a heroin addict? Because I had a shitty childhood. Of course
That's
you
That's what everyone says.
Shut the fuck up. My Strange Addiction. We have a white guy who eats glass because he likes attention. Is that...
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason why he did it.
He likes
like,
the
party
attention.
Favors and shit. Like,
he'll initiate it, though. He'll be like,
yeah.
Hey, guys,
want to see me eat some glass?
Do you think I can eat this? How right? much would you pay? Like, go get a life, dude. Your girlfriend is totally hot and about to leave you because you are freaking her out.
And he eats bullets.
Put champagne in the glass. No, not ass. Put some champagne in the ass and then eat that shit, okay? Just eat it. You need to do a finger test first and taste it and make sure the ass isn't rotten.
That
but
was stupid,
he was
though.
Like a weird
really?
Goth, kind of. He was like a punk punk homosexual visual performance artist.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of, he had the big hair and the overcoat. He was like a hipster, goth,
emo
punk, visual performance artist.
He was confused.
Did I say homo? Huge homo. Girlfriend, pretty hot in a Daria kind of way.
Yeah.
Is your name Daria? Because that's the first thing I think of when I look at you.
Just, like, it was stupid, dude. Like, really?
Yeah.
Come on. Don't do it just for attention. It's so stupid. I mean, like, imagine if one of those bullets broke open. And
yeah,
you notice,
that's gross. And bullets?
You
You're
notice,
eating bullets? Really?
You notice he only ate 22s.
Bullets kill
okay,
people, dude.
22s? Manufactured 22s. The primer is not separated from the cartridge. You know, the actual casing of it.
Right.
I think
that's
he
not
did it on purpose.
Wait, what?
Because it's better...
If you ate a 9mm, isn't it all lead anyway? So
yes,
you're,
it's
you
all
have
lead,
a base
but what
amount
I'm saying, though, if
of
you
blood
hit
toxicity.
If the primer gets punctured at any point, it sets the bullet off. That, you know, the little circle at the bottom of the bullet that the pin and the pistol or gun hits and it makes
yeah.
the gun go boom? Well, that's the primer. If that thing gets hit at all, it's going to go off. Then now in a 22, it's not separated from it.
Oh.
So, you know how the bottom of a 22 is completely flat?
Right.
There's no little circle?
There's no firing pin.
Right.
Or hole for the...
Primer.
Right. Thank you.
No circle.
There's no primer.
It's on the inside of it. So,
right.
I think that's
meaning
probably
what,
safer
though?
For him.
As
because
in
that
how?
Can't break loose from the stomach acid.
Oh, okay. So, you're saying that primer could come out, but because
right,
it's
like
a 22 shell, it's
45,
all... It's all one piece in the 22.
Right. If gotcha. You swallowed like a 45 and the stomach acid somehow wedged that primer out and it got smashed, imagine that going off in your gut.
Right. And Justin Fenn says the 22 is usually a rim fire and needs a pretty good impact to fire it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. See, so
right.
it'd be safer to swallow. But also, you got to think about, too, where the neckline is crimped around the lead bullet itself.
Right.
If your stomach acid gets in there and erodes that line
yeah.
and pops that
that's
bullet out, that's
big
the
trouble,
lead
little China.
And the gunpowder in your
yep.
fucking system. That is just stupid.
Red Fox says, so just don't fart or burp when you have a 22 in your stomach. How about let's not eat bullets? Bullets are made to kill people. Why are you eating them? Do you need more attention, honey? Is that... Shut up. So, this, my favorite so far. Another check in the black person side for strange
okay.
addictions. All we right. have a black female who is hooked on skin bleacher. Skin bleach?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Skin
because
bleaching.
She wants to be white.
She said she went to a predominantly white school.
Predominantly,
and that
predominantly.
Even out of all of her black friends, that she was the darkest.
Predominantly white, predominantly black.
And she'd
black.
Be like, you know, she'd be talking to like her sister and stuff. And she'd be like, the sister would be like, You're black.
Justin Fenn says, redefines shooting blanks. going back to the bullet thing. Thank you.
The girl that's all into bleaching, she's like, yeah, but dark looks good on you. It don't look good on me. And
she's
I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, how does dark not look good on you?
Ugly.
You're black.
Yeah, you're...
I don't understand.
It was so amazing, though. Like,
I'm
watching
like, your
her.
Your fat doesn't look good on you.
Like, I know.
You're not going on a diet.
I know. You're changing the one thing that you probably shouldn't be.
Right, dude? Like, she should have been on a diet, not bleaching her skin.
She puts that skin bleach on, like, what, 8 or 9 or 10 times a day?
She said, like, 20 times a day, dude.
Was it really? Like, it was crazy. And she wasn't.
No.
You're black still.
She wasn't no darker.
And her mom's
lighter.
Like, and she's like, nah, I can tell the difference. I'm much lighter, especially here.
With my elbows.
She's all splotchy. It was disgusting.
No, dude, you're not getting lighter, okay?
That is such a weird, like, if you were black and in her family, you would be so, not ashamed, but like, that's your heritage. Why,
mm-hmm.
Is there something wrong with us? Because we're black. And honestly, if you watch this, her family... The clumps, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking clumps. You're all fat.
I know.
Worry about that, dude.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
Like she said, what the oh, terrible.
You know, a lot of black women can be fucking beautiful.
But like
dude.
In the
like,
black
that
community.
Skin tone is gorgeous. Why would you want to fucking do that?
Ebony Goddess 5.
Why would you want to do that?
But honestly, in that community, they're usually very proud about who they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Yeah. Take
you're
advantage
gonna
of
be
the skin
way,
color that you are.
No, what I'm
make
saying
that
is,
glow.
You're going to be way outcast if you're trying not to be that because they
mm-hmm.
take that as a diss. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're going to get rap battled and your mama joked out and shit. You're going to get
dude,
snaps.
You think you're ugly because you're black? I think you're ugly because you're fat.
Justin Fenn says, the ugly looks good on me, though.
Seriously,
it's showing.
Though.
You have a little ugly showing
seriously,
there.
If she wants to change something about herself, it should have been... Her fucking weight and not her skin color.
Or how about her attitude?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I know. She's like, I just think it looks cute. Like, for real.
Yeah, no
seriously,
good.
Seriously, no. You look you're
and
stupid.
I think, what, there's one or two more episodes left of that. So I hope you guys have enjoyed our coverage.
I enjoy
of
watching
my strange addiction
shit.
And intervention.
Love it.
I almost want to email them and try and get on a show like Intervention. Like, okay, what would you guys think about if in order to get on that show, I just went fucking nuts? Still did the show, quit my job, lived here, didn't pay rent, went fucking nuts.
Can I go with you?
And then, because you have to be. They're not going to, if I'm like, I'm cool, I get high once in a while, but, like, I got my shit together for the most part. They're not going to take you. Like, you have
right.
to be fucking fucked up. I have to be like, I paint myself black because I hate my skin color, and I can't stop shooting up heroin every day, hour of every day.
Right. I don't know.
Like, you don't get a prize or anything, per se. You get a free fucking trip to treatment, though, right?
Yeah, that's
and treatment's like vacay, as we've learned on the Jam Hole.
Yes.
If you go to detox treatment, if you get a good one, you gotta mm-hmm. make sure you get a good one. If mama don't love you, you're probably gonna have a hell of a time. But if mom loves you, we could, like, that, I don't know. I would wear Jam Hole shirts all the time and just be the biggest fucking asshole. Like, I would act a fool on that show. Could you imagine me on that show?
Do you think they'd videotape us, have footage of us doing the show?
that'd be weird.
That'd be kind of cool.
Huh.
That'd be really
do you
big
think if
advertisement
all
for the show.
Could I just fake it so I didn't have to, like, because I like my job. I don't want to lose my job yet and shit. And I can't really afford to
talk
go
it over
super...
with your boss and be like, hey, I'm playing
like,
this
hey.
Out. Talk. You be
I'm
the
gonna,
one to call.
You're going to be a part of this. Check
have
this
them
out.
Call him.
I'm going to need you to write something about why you wish I was getting better or something. Like, they always read their letters
mm-hmm,
and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to need you there. Oh, man. How?
Oh, God.
Could we just do that on our own? Just, like, film an intervention? We should do that. We should just have our own. Fuck it.
I've had an intervention with people before.
Red Fox says, just start eating the salt. You can be on Strange Addiction, addicted to water softener salt. There it is.
There you go.
Every episode, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to have a salt block.
Are you
going
to be able
those.
To do that? You hate it.
Salt?
Yeah, because you come home and you're like, I have to taste that shit in my mouth. I have
a little pepper in there, maybe. I don't know. I do hate it, but to be on that show, Matt from the Jam Hole podcast on Intervention, or no, on My Strange Addiction, because he delivers salt for a living, or used to, and now he eats it. They found him once in a crawl space in the salt tank, like nuts, just... Could you imagine? Oh, that'd be awesome. All right, so we'll continue to bring you enjoyable coverage of the Intervention and My Strange Addiction. Hey, sci-fi fans, rejoice!
And why is that?
RoboCop might be coming to Detroit after all.
Oh, my
MDS
God.
MDS sent us the original story a long time ago about how they were trying to save the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked the internet, hey, what should we do? And everyone, as you would expect from the internet, said, a statue of fucking RoboCop. And the mayor said, you guys are a bunch of fucking idiots. And then the internet got mad. Well, now, 6 days after raising donations on the internet, a group of local artists and fans of the 1987 cult classic exceeded the fundraising goal of, how much do you think? How much would it take to build a 1987 cult classic statue of Murphy, a.k.a. RoboCop?
I have no
idea. Over $50,000.
Good, waste your money on RoboCop.
Hey, Detroit, we do a podcast 3 days a week. Can I have some of that $50,000? Like, really?
That's
I will
stupid.
Build you a RoboCop statue for $20,000. How about
I have
that?
A paper mache.
And I'll keep the third. How about that? Can we do that? Commissioned by the mayor from the Jam Hole LLC. We
just
also build statues.
Spray paint it with gold.
Statues of RoboCop. $50,000.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
This morning to build a larger than life. Oh, I hope it's so big, though. You have to build it big.
It's going
to
be bigger than
I hope
like,
it's
the Statue
shiny,
of Liberty.
Shiny as fuck. Bigger than... Oh, dude. Could Detroit start beef with New York because they went and hired some French guy to build a statue of Robo Liberty? RoboCop?
Dude.
With 15,000... Or, excuse me, 1,500 donations and hundreds pouring in every day at... DetroitNeedsRoboCop.com.
Oh my
yes,
god.
Yes, please.
Can we start something like that here?
Yeah, JamholeNeedsMoney.com. How about that? Will you buy that domain for me, somebody, please? I'm broke. I can't buy it myself. Thank you. JamholeNeedsMoney.com. And also JamholeNeedsWomen.com. Just for a project I'm thinking
what?
Of. For down the road.
I thought you were more connected to me now.
I am.
Fuck off.
Do you want to... Shut up.
Don't you start...
I have ideas.
I'll kill you.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with me fucking them. I'm going to be photographing them.
Don't you photograph other bitches?
Shit.
Why would you do that?
Then you do it, okay?
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
What do you want to...
Shut up. Right now,
what do you
want
to take pictures of other girls?
All right. That interconnectedness... I'm telekinetically telling you to shut up. Hold on.
The Jam Hole doesn't need girls.
Mars needs women. The Jam Hole needs money.com.
Oh, Mars needs moms.
Oh, yeah, huh?
You know, that movie's coming out.
Thank you.
It actually looks kind of funny.
The group plans to continue raising money until March 29th. That's the deadline to make the statue of as big and good as possible. Quote, said Detroit artist Jerry Paffendorf, who is helping raise donations. Quote, this could be a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar Kickstarter, he said. Referring to the online service hub for ideas looking for funding, where the Jam Hole should also be on. It's remarkable. The statue has set off debates about the artistic value of a RoboCop statue. Some complain that the movie about dystopian, crime-ridden Detroit would hurt the city's image. Really? Interesting. What does Detroit look like?
Shit.
Dystopian and crime-ridden. Interesting.
Dude, that's so stupid. I can't believe they're actually considering wasting $50,000.
That's not going to hurt the city's image. Being completely fucking broke and half of it burning to the ground. That's what's hurting the image. Maybe you should invest in that. Others said it's a fun way
to
bring more...
You're going to be viewed as a bunch of fucking morons if you do that.
MDS says, oh man, that Detroit RoboCop website is awesome! Hell yeah. It's what is it? DetroitNeedsRobocop.com. So check that shit out. Fundraising began last week after Detroit Mayor Dave Bing, DaveBing.com, Microsoft paid him for that, politely rejected a suggestion on Twitter that RoboCop would improve the city's image. Although the tweet was a joke from a New England computer tech, fans of RoboCop swarm cyberspace to call for a statue. So awesome.
That's so stupid.
Thank you, Internet. Well, I love it. I love it. That's so great. That is just the power of the internet. Like,
I can't believe
you guys
even
made that
considered.
Happen. The internet is making Detroit get a statue of fucking RoboCop, and that is awesome, dude.
No, it's not.
I want to see lolcats on the Hollywood sign. I want to see internet all over real life. I want to see internet like the robot on Robot Chicken in real life. The dryer and just fucking dish, 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 dish. Oh yeah. I need that in my life.
Not RoboCop. I'm sorry.
I'm down with that. I'm down with
about
that.
About 50 grand I wanna, to
okay.
waste?
I'm not.
To wait? Okay, your community is missing out on 50 grand.
How many of
for
those?
For a statue of some fucking fictional character in a movie. Are you serious?
Nollies and Dead says next LA will build a Terminator statue.
I know.
Justin Fan says Detroit S. I can has RoboCops. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
50,000 isn't that much. Burger says you're really right in the scheme of things. I mean, that wouldn't save
stupid.
The city or anything.
It's stupid.
It's RoboCop, dude. I honestly, I would rather see them build the Ed. What was that called? The Ed. Ed 409 or something? In RoboCop 1, the first mech he had to battle? That thing was pretty badass.
I don't know. I didn't really get into
those
movies.
I mean, it was no RoboCop, but, you know.
I probably fell asleep through all those movies.
Will they build a Kane statue?
Don't care.
With its little grabber hand? Like, give me the nuke. Give me the drugs. Did you never see that?
What are you talking about?
They had to build a machine to basically fight RoboCop and to replace the thing. So they're like, we need a brain inside of this. Who should we get? They found this guy that was slinging this drug called Nuke. It's like just this crazy addictive, amazing fucking high. He got killed in a drug accident, harvested his brain, doped him up on Nuke, and put him in the Beast with a way for it to... He opens this thing, and a little car with claws comes out, and it's like, gimme, gimme, gimme. It's so funny. But it's like, it's, you know, and they... Go do this, and he does it, kills a bunch of people, comes back. He's like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And they give him the drugs, and he's happy in his little robot body with fucking enough guns to take out half of it. Like, it.
Dude.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a little journey down RoboCop 2. Thank you. Yeah. So there we go.
That's stupid.
Once the price tag is determined, skilled sculptors, including a team that worked with Bjork's husband, Matthew Barney. Ooh, who? Exactly.
Bjork? Wow.
Who?
Wow.
Who will build the sculpture for... Is there anyone else we can get to do it?
Right.
Anyone not involved with Bjork? The group is working with the mayor's office to consider public spots such as areas near Comerica Park or a downtown park. If that doesn't work out, the statue may end up at Imagination Station, an outdoor art project confounded by Paffendorf, near the abandoned Michigan Central Station. Paffendorf and other local artists hope RoboCop is just the beginning of a series of public art installations. Awesome. Can you imagine what else they could do? Possibilities? Literally endless. How about you guys move on to podcasts, and you can have, like, a little Tim Henson statue, and me and her, and little Red Fox.
Now that's worth 50 grand.
The Nice Man guys, and the Skeptic. That'd be cool, dude. All the awesome podcasts, like, all statuized and shit.
In their hometowns.
Statuesque.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
In the cities they started in and
such,
shit.
Where did my life go so wrong?
Drugs.
Despite everything, quote, we live in a great country, and every day there's an opportunity out there to do something awesome. The owner of OCP told the Free Press. Omni Consumer Products. Nice.
Yay.
Fucking nerd. All right. So there we go. RoboCop is going to hopefully go to Detroit. I'm down.
I can't believe that.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
You down with that?
No.
All right, moving on. South Dakota. Also something, are you down with this? South Dakota moves to legalize killing abortion providers or protesters. Now,
Did I see this on Facebook?
Hold on now, probably. The providers, they're doing a good service. The protesters are bombing buildings and killing people. So you would say we would want to legalize killing the protesters.
Why would we legalize
killing the providers? Why? I know, right? That's terrible. Okay. Because South Dakota is full of inbred retards running the state. That's why.
I did read this, so...
So, a law under consideration in South Dakota would expand the definition of justifiable homicide to include killings that are intended to prevent harm to a fetus. Okay?
Yeah.
A move that could make it legal to kill doctors who perform abortions. You're out of your fucking mind, and I would say, let's make that legal, but then whoever kills the abortion provider has to then start a business there where he adopts every woman that comes in there that doesn't want her godforsaken child.
Yeah.
How about that?
That'd be great.
Can we do that? Okay.
Yes.
The, surprise, Republican-backed legislation, House Bill 1171, has passed out of committee on a 9-3 party line vote and is expected to face a floor vote in the state's GOP-dominated House of Reps soon. That means 12 people that run your place there looked at this and said, oh yeah, that looks good. Nine of them said, oh yeah, that looks good.
My sister's an abortionist.
Three of them.
You know, go ahead and make that legal.
Three of them, jaws on the floor.
Like, are you
out of your fucking mind?
You're trying to legalize murder.
Not even that. You're specifically discriminating against people that provide a really good service. Okay, when the world wasn't 7 billion full, sure, we don't need to be maybe have babies, whatever. At this point in time, we are so fucked. I don't think you understand the gravity of how fucked we are. We need people like this that will ease the burden off of a mother who got fucking knocked up. And if she has the kid, game over, more strain on the society. And
right.
That is no good. We are so fucked right now. You cannot, you have to have abortions. You have to.
Yeah, we can't.
And at the very least, it has to be a choice. It
right.
has to be a right.
Right.
You have to at least have the option.
Right.
Personally,
that can't be taken
I'd say
away.
Maybe,
that's bullshit.
Maybe for the next 5 years, starting right now, we should make it you have to.
If you,
all abortions,
if you
no more babies.
Eliminate
Matt Lee,
the option for abortion, there's going to be so many fucking health problems after that because people are not going to abide by that, okay? They're going to have fucking backyard
abortion. Who thought of this in
clinics.
The first, like, really, South Dakota? Hit a hat of her? What
I
the
drove
fuck?
Through there. But really, you can't, I mean, read, I think a part of that story says something about, you know, you're going to murder.
If the bill passes, it could, in theory, allow a woman's father, mother, son, daughter, or husband to kill anyone who tried to provide that woman an abortion, even if she wanted one.
Even if she wanted
Put
one.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. We're worried about our medical marijuana law getting repealed here. South Dakota is trying to kill abortion providers.
Well, if you're an abortion provider, I suggest moving out of the state.
We are so fucked.
I suggest moving out of the state if you're an abortion provider in that state. You're going to be killed soon. No, dude, that's... Even if the mother wants the abortion, they have the... They're saying that they could have the right to kill the abortion provider.
Anyone. If you walked up to that woman and said, I think you should get an abortion, they could kill you. You're trying to cause harm to that fetus.
That
defeatus.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's stupid.
Would you read on, please? There's
please.
Another part in there I want to hear.
They said the bill sponsored by State Rep. Phil Jensen, a committed foe of abortion rights, alters the state's legal definition of a justifiable homicide by adding language stating that a homicide is permissible if committed by a person, quote, while resisting an attempt to harm. that person's unborn child or the unborn child of that person's spouse, partner, parent, or child. And then, like we said, if the bill passes, it could, in theory, allow a woman's mother, father, son. Right. Jensen did not return calls to his home or office requesting comment on the bill. No shit.
Yeah.
What? Could you imagine, like, talking to this guy? Like, what?
No.
It says here in the Bible. Okay, the end. Thank you, church and state.
I bet
Thank
you there's
you.
Some abortionists calling him up and being like, excuse me?
I bet.
That's my life. I have a family
I
of my own.
I voted for you. That's their business. That's their livelihood. Just like here with medical marijuana, a lot of people, that's their business.
That's
and
their,
you're trying to take
that
away
profession.
For no good reason.
That's their profession.
They're not making
they're
you get...
They're providing the choice.
They're providing the choice. And they're not even saying that that's the first choice. Most of those
no,
places
No, they try
aren't,
to talk you out of it.
Yeah, they're not like, here, have a drink, knock her out, and then...
Right,
and,
no,
like,
they sit you
try.
Down and be like, are you sure you're going to be okay with this for the rest of your life?
Right. Nolly's you know? Undead says, God is for abortions. Noah's Flood, anyone? That was the biggest
abortion ever
in the history of the Christian planet.
Right.
Can we say that?
Yes.
Biggest abortion ever. So not only is God not pro-life, he's also not about
overpopulating everything.
What are you doing?
There was a comment, I think, that was left.
I'm getting there, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm getting there. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
Jensen spoke to Mother Jones on Tuesday morning. This is a little update. After this story was published, he says that he disagrees with this interpretation of the bill. Quote, this simply is to bring consistency to South Dakota's statute as it relates to justifiable homicide. That's such bullshit. He is totally being like all fucking backhanded and shady and spinning about this.
Yes.
You know exactly what this bullshit, dude. If you look at the code, these codes are dealing with illegal acts. Now, abortion is a legal act. So, this has got nothing to do with abortion. He also aggressively defended the bill in an interview with the Washington Post. So let's say hypothetically this goes into effect. Abortion is legal, fine, no worries.
Okay.
All of a sudden, what do we have coming down the pipe? Oh, what is this? A move to make abortion illegal. Interesting. The bill in South Dakota is an invitation to murder abortion providers, says Vicky Swarta, the president of the National Abortion Federation. Whoa. Do you think they would sponsor the show? The National Abortion Federation, or the NAF.
Probably.
NAF.
Nice.
NAF. Holy Maybe. Shit, get a hold of them.
Fuck yeah,
Who's
dude.
Our head of
we
PR?
We totally support you.
Burger, Red Fox, who's head of PR? I forget. Ed Bland, is that you? Nollies, who is it?
No.
I know it ain't me. Is it me? Fuck.
It's you.
I have to delegate some shit. All right. We need to form a board here, okay? Who? Everyone in the chat is on the board now.
Done.
You ready for me to delegate? Oh, fuck. The National Abortion Federation. Write it down. Show title. Thanks. The Professional Association of Abortion Providers since 1993. Eight doctors since 93 have been assassinated at the hands of anti-abortion extremists, and another 17 have been the victims of murder attempts. Some of the perpetrators of those crimes have tried to use the justifiable homicide defense at their trials. Quote, this is not an abstract bill, she says. The measure could have major implications if a, quote, misguided extremist invokes this self-defense statute to justify the murder of a doctor, nurse, or volunteer. The South Dakota Campaign for Family Health... I'm done with this. Okay. Are you ready to read something here?
Have you seen the time?
Oh, no. What's the time? Is it time to get ill?
It's 1:13.
So ready. Are you ready to have sex?
I'm ready to eat some pizza.
Can we have sex first and then eat pizza and then have sex again?
No, I want the pizza first.
You better get cooking then.
I'm going to eat the pizza first and we're going to have some sex and then we're probably going to pass out because we're both sore as motherfuckers.
Right.
And by the time we actually do have sex and get done with it,
everyone
we're
in the
be
chat
dead.
Says, do it. Read the damn voices.
What
are the voices?
What are you talking about? I don't even have any voices to read. Fuck off. Right. You got to get me a black chick story or a redneck chick story and then I'll read it.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, my Labrina Brown voice can
Justin
only be used.
Justin Fenn says, pussy pizza, then more pussy. Fuck yeah.
So the Labrina Brown voice can only be used.
Pussy pizza, then more pussy, and this mouth.
In certain times when it needs to be used. Eats, yeah. Can't be used all the time.
Okay.
I love how you talk about something.
Love
totally
it.
Not. Whatever. So.
I think Berger sent this one in real quick before we wrap this up. An abstract from a study. A little. You ready to learn something?
I am.
Does semen have antidepressant properties?
I read this one too.
How much semen have you had all over you in the last couple days?
A lot.
Quite a bit. How happy are you right now? Feeling pretty good?
No, happier than normal.
I'm going to say that's bullshit. We're going to have to do a double blind study here. In a sample of sexually active college females, condom use as an indirect measure of the presence of semen in the reproductive tract was related to scores, not sores, on the Beck Depression Inventory. Not only were females who were having sex without condoms less depressed, but depressive systems symptoms and suicide attempts among females who used condoms were proportional to the consistency of the semen. No, of the condom use. For females who did not use condoms, depression scores went up as the amount of times since their last sexual encounter increased. These data are consistent with the possibility that semen may antagonize depressive symptoms and evidence, which shows that the vagina absorbs a number of components of semen that can be detected in the bloodstream within a few hours of administration.
I'm sorry, it's probably they're just happy that they're getting laid and it's real
sex.
Well, sex not
releases
using
like mad endorphins anyway,
well, yeah.
But not using the condom feels better. So yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also, I think there is that possibility of,
probably.
Ooh, I could get pregnant or, ooh, I could get burned. Did you just pick your nose?
No, I itched it like this.
Thank you.
I itched the side of my nose.
That's fine.
And didn't put my finger.
How many eye picks? Anyone counting in the chat?
Shut
please?
Up.
Eye picks? Anyone?
Can that be my strange addiction? Can you guys call
I can't
that
keep my fucking grubby hands out of my face for more than fucking like 5 minutes? Yeah, that can be your strange addiction, you fucking weirdo.
I'm not weird. Leave me alone.
At least you don't do it while we're fucking, because that would be...
I keep my eyes closed most of the time.
No, we made some fucking crazy eye contact.
Yeah, I really like doing that.
For sure.
Actually, I like looking at you.
Look
it's
at
hot.
This. Look at it.
It's like, look at me.
Look
at me!
The whole thing.
Look at me while you fuck me. Let's do this.
Are we seriously? I can't believe you're up for this. This is a sex-a-thong.
Can I change my mind?
No.
Damn it.
Not unless you want to press rape charges. Shit. Mm. Why would you do that? Why would you get my hopes up only to just destroy them? Like so many little Chinese or Japanese huts in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Pour out some liquor. Is that it? Is that a show?
Yeah, that's it, dude.
Is that the Wednesday? Is that episode 460? If people go
yes.
to thejamhole.com or update their Beyond Pod on their
mm-hmm.
Android device
mm-hmm.
or whatever else they use, iPods, whatever,
mm-hmm.
And they listen to episode 460, is this what they're going to hear?
Yes.
At the end?
Yes.
Okay. Is that? Are we okay with that? Is that?
I'm okay with that.
Is that? Are we proud of this body of work here? And Zunes, Red Fox, our only Zune listener. Thank you. Shout out to the Zune. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's our shit. 406-204-4687. Leave a message. You can text me at 406-848-1739. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, fucking all that shit. You know what to do. Come join the forums. Hang out at thejamhole.com/forums. And we'll see you guys on Friday. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.